how would you describe the state of childcare in Juneau, you know, and across Alaska right now?
I would say that it's relatively tenuous, to use a word to describe childcare. I think Juneau, we're in a better place than most of the state is because we've been subsidizing and participating in the childcare sector, using local dollars in a real meaningful way for a handful of years now. That same trend hasn't been happening across the state.
Yeah, and what kind of impact does this have on Juneau's economy, you know, when people can't find reliable care for their kids?
Yeah, I mean, it's huge, right? There's a lot of study out there. There's a lot of research that shows that when a parent of a child doesn't have a place, a safe, high quality, good place for their child to be when they're at work, then they're not going to work. And solving that problem is a priority of you know, many political bodies and many business interests, because it's really become evident, and there's a lot of consensus right now, kind of across the spectrum, whatever spectrum you care, right, the political spectrum, the business spectrum, that this is a problem that is really worth solving for a variety of reasons, economic being primary among them.
What would you say are the biggest barriers for childcare providers right now?
So there are many, but the single biggest barrier is money. So, you know, we as a society don't fund in a public way childcare from 0 to 5 very well at all. Like when you look at statistics of how many public dollars in the United States go to childcare and compare that to other developed nations, we're generally at the bottom of those lists. And the business model of childcare just bluntly doesn't work without significant public subsidy. You know, we heavily subsidize K-12 education, but expect parents to bear the burden for all of 0 to 5 care. And that just doesn't work from a business plan perspective.
Yeah. And so part of this task force, you were trying to find solutions. And so highlight some of the recommendations that you guys came up with. And I guess from your perspective, which ones really stood out to you?
You know, there are many. There's over 50, I think, total recommendations that we made. And all of them matter. All of them can make a difference. But the biggest ones that I highlight is the necessity of creating a sustainable, publicly funded wage subsidy for licensed child cares, both in-home cares and, you know, center-based care that supports a living wage. So, you know, people who work in childcare, those are super important jobs. And our childcare workforce really isn't going to get where it needs to be until our centers and our providers can afford to pay people enough money to live on.
And so what role does the city and borough of Juneau, and for that matter, the Juneau Assembly, play in helping to solve the childcare shortage locally?
Locally, we subsidize childcare in a couple of different ways. So we have a couple of stipend-based programs, and we provide a monthly stipend directly to childcare providers to help address that living wage issue and you know, the recruitment and retention issues that childcare centers have.
You know, all of these recommendations have, you know, a lot of big ambitions, but walk me through what next steps need to happen to get these recommendations to become a reality.
So a lot of the recommendations are things that the state can do right now and that the state already has started working on in a lot of instances. Really, the big one is the money piece, right? That's really the key missing ingredient to really solving this problem, both at a local and a statewide and frankly a national level, until we can get enough funding in the system to enable good, decent pay. That's really the big element that we need.
Yeah, and just, you know, do these recommendations give you hope for the future of Juneau and, you know, solving this problem in hopefully the coming years?
Yeah, they totally do. There really is sort of a bipartisan consensus, and a consensus in, you know, both the childcare sector and the business community, that this is a problem worth solving for a wide variety of reasons. And so I think, you know, now is a good time to be talking about solving this problem, because, you know, we're largely coming from the same perspective.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming in today and chatting with me.
Thanks for having me.